A little bit of concern in some of our legal quarters with the around the rights of people who rent properties from landlords. Now, there is a story doing the rounds today about a 52-year-old student who lives in a rental and has basically been kicked out by the landlord who really wanted to terminate her lease so that he could put the rent up. It's a story doing the rounds today on the National Broadcaster website. Danica A. Dela is a tenant advocate in Northern Suburbs Community Legal Centre and joins us now. G'day, Danica.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So we've gone through a situation where we've had almost like a renter amnesty during the COVID pandemic where this government wanted to protect the rights of people who are renting and maybe lost some income. Now we've come out the other side of that and we're seeing a situation where some landlords are getting people out of their properties and using some loopholes in the tenancy agreements, the rental agreements.
Correct. It's not even the rental agreement. It's actually the current tenancy laws that allow a landlord to terminate a tenancy for no grounds, basically. And it's something we didn't really see that was used very much previously, but in the last 6 months, it's been used with a vengeance.
Any anecdotal or data on the numbers, Danica, what you're seeing at your joint?
Yeah, absolutely. So prior to the pandemic, we were probably seeing about 7% of the matters that we were dealing with were around no grounds terminations. And post the COVID moratorium, that has now risen to 40%, 40% of the matters that I'm dealing with, and specifically the matters that I'm dealing with at court, are now around no ground terminations.
No grounds terminations is exactly what it sounds. It's pretty harsh, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it allows a landlord to terminate a tenancy and they don't have to give a reason for it. So provided they give the correct notice period, then they can terminate the lease and they don't have to give the tenant any reason at all as to why they're doing it.
Is it about money, Danica?
Yes, in my opinion, that seems to be what's driving it. It does seem to be that the rent amounts are increasing at just such an exponential rate that landlords are finding if they terminate a current tenancy, they can lease the property the following week for, you know, $50, $100 extra a week. So that is what we think is driving it. We're also finding that a lot of tenants, if they're seeking maintenance and repairs, that's also what's triggering some of these terminations. So, you know, I've had tenants that haven't had hot water for 10 months and they're too afraid to bother their landlord about it because they're afraid that they'll just receive a no grounds termination the next week.
Yeah. So we, you know, our rental vacancy rate's under 1% an acre, isn't it? So it's a supply and demand question as well. Are you honestly seeing good tenants, professional people who pay on time, do the right thing, maintain the property correctly, getting booted out either at the end of the lease or the rent period or midstream, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. We are. That is the reality. And it's heartbreaking. It's not something that I've come across before. You know, ordinarily you'd have a tenant come to you that there was some kind of breach or some kind of reason. You know, there might have been reasons why they found themselves in that situation, but there was a reason. Whereas now, you know, I'm gobsmacked really by some of the people that are coming to me. I am having professionals that earn good money, you know, haven't been behind in their rent, look after the property, you know, might not even have children or dogs or any of, you know, those things that, you know, can sometimes be unattractive to a landlord, and they're facing homelessness, and it's just unbelievable.
Danica, thank you very much for your time. That's a dire situation for someone. Would be emotional and traumatising for some folks, Danica, I would imagine.
It's very confronting, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Danica A. Dela, she's a tenant advocate in a Northern Suburbs Community Legal Centre.